Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County urges feds to ease land rules, boost energy leasing. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Campbell County is calling on the U.S. Department of Interior to overhaul federal land management policies in favor of more local control, economic development, and expanded fossil fuel leasing. County 17 reported, in a detailed letter to Interior Secretary Doug Burgum, county commissioners argue that the current Biden-era policies are too restrictive and threaten Wyoming's energy future. The letter calls for changes to federal laws like the National Environmental Policy Act and the Federal Land Policy and Management Act to better reflect local priorities and reduce red tape. County officials criticized recent federal actions that limited coal, oil, and gas leasing, pointing to rules like the BLM's conservation leasing proposal and a pause to federal lease sales. They say these moves conflict with Wyoming's all-of-the-above approach to energy and risk weakening the nation's power grid. The letter also takes aim at special land use designations that restrict development, calling the rules vague and overreaching. Commissioners argue that landowners should have more authority over how their land and nearby public lands are used, especially when it comes to historical sites, conservation areas, and fossil discoveries. Campbell County says the federal government should consider selling or exchanging small, hard-to-manage public land parcels to private landowners to reduce bureaucracy and support local growth. The commissioner's letter ends by urging federal officials to bring county governments into the decision-making process and to prioritize energy production, property rights, and economic opportunity in future policy decisions. Fire crews hold lines overnight as new lightning-driven fires emerge near structures. Fire officials are breathing a sigh of relief after containment lines held overnight on multiple wildfires sparked by Monday's lightning storms. However, not all areas receive moisture, leading to several new fire starts, some dangerously close to structures. In total, more than 800 acres burned Monday afternoon. Tuesday morning, Campbell County Fire Chief Jeff Bender said the fires were small enough that firefighters were able to attack them directly. Commission Chair Kelly McCreary said he went out to the PA Butte Fire and Hoke Creek Fire and was impressed by how quickly the fire department, as well as Campbell County Road and Bridge, responded. Campbell County Fire is urging residents to stay alert and informed as wildfire conditions remain elevated. They're encouraging the public to revisit the Ready, Set, Go program, a nationally recognized evacuation readiness system designed to help residents take proactive steps before and during emergencies. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.